I vividly recall on the signing of the contract for your title shot at Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania 3. You said you taught Hogan a lot, but you had still one more lesson to give him in the final chapter in that big title match at the Silverdome in Pontiac on the 29th.
You want to talk to somebody? You talk to me. He's going to do all his talking in the ring. You talk to me. You want to talk about the final chapter? I'll be glad to talk about the final chapter. The final chapter in the life and history and career of Hulk Hogan. See, because it's over, Hogan. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. You had 3 good years. You can't laugh at that. You were lucky. You made some money. You got a cartoon. You got some dolls. You rode good. You had it good. But you know you can't beat this man. Toughest man in the world. Nobody can beat this man. You think with all that blonde hair and a bunch of little Hulksters out there and behind you, you ripping that T-shirt off and shaking in your pythons, you think you can beat him, dummy? It can't be done by you, 10 guys like you, or 100 people like you. This is the next heavyweight champion of the world. Get ready to swallow it, Hogan. It's all over.
Andre, what about that final lesson?
You don't understand, do you, dummy? I do the talking.
I'll conduct these interviews here, if you don't mind.
Oh, maybe I will conduct them. How do you like that?
We had a whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight. But I want y'all to know one thing. This is my house. And when I say who's house.
Word attack skills and vocabulary too. Cover hits in the distance. It's all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetarian like Doctor Who. So who?
Fuck your beef. No relief. I step on stage. Girls scream like I'm Keith.
Everybody, this is probably my favorite show to do every year. This is the 3rd annual Ringtide Pro Wrestler WrestleMania preview. Keisha, say hi to the people.
The 3rd, man? The 3rd? We already on number 3? I'm actually surprised at the fact that we're on number 3 already. This is crazy.
Dude. Well, we would be 4, but we debuted the show about a week or two after WrestleMania 4 years ago.
We did. God, it's been that long.
Been that long. We're almost 4 years into the game. I think we not quite over 200 episodes.
Yeah, we get that. We get that.
There's various ways you can try to search the archives and catch them all. But yeah, it's like 200 of them, right? So, or close to it. I'm pretty sure we get at that 200 mark, though. I have to get the exact number one day. But neither here nor there. It's Ringtide Pro Wrestling.
That's right.
You can find us a variety of ways. We are ringtideprowrestler.com, our wonderful site that we try to keep updated. We are on iTunes, we are on Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher Radio, whatever you name, we're on it. So Pinterest, StumbleUpon, we bring the show to you. So check it out, listen, tell a friend, they'll enjoy it. So Keish, everything this week is predicated on WrestleMania.
Right.
Everything from here on out is all about getting to Sunday. Because Sunday is a showcase city of mortals. Sunday is when you define your legacy. Sunday at WrestleMania is at the point where you say, I am bigger and better than all of this.
Right.
This is where my career grows. Shawn Michaels made his name as Mr. WrestleMania. The Undertaker had the undefeated streak at WrestleMania. John Cena, Hulk Hogan, the 5-day championships at WrestleMania. This is the place to be. It's the place to see it all. And let's see what happens. Because, hey man, Cena, the faithful hero, might be prepared for one last ride. Or he may not know it's his last ride. As he's, you know, dealing with Rusev. So, you know what I mean? Things happening. Things going on. So, give everybody a chance to relax. We'll talk about this wrestler. Because that's what we came here to do, Keisha. We came to talk about this wrestling.
Hey, ain't that what we do every week? We try to do every week. I'm just saying. We try to make it happen.
No doubt. Every week. But this is very special. Raw was not as special as we thought it would be.
No,
Go Home
it
Show
really
for WrestleMania 31.
It was definitely disappointing to me.
Nothing about the show, baby. What about WrestleMania?
No, it didn't. Like, the Raw was so disappointing to me. I actually thought that it was going to make me just like, oh my God, WrestleMania, yes. That was not the case. Raw was awful. Like, it was awful. I really just wasn't intrigued. If I hadn't been watching Raw for like the last few weeks or so, WrestleMania wouldn't mean anything to me at this point. Like, if I had to base that Raw off of if I wanted to watch WrestleMania or not, yeah, it failed. It failed miserably. I was not impressed. So
they did too much at the wrong time.
They really did. It was awful.
Okay, the opener segment with Stephanie and Sting, I liked that. That I liked. Stephanie being ultra heel, ultra dirty, lured the game with taking, you know.
Right.
Whatever, like, lured, but, you know. Just false sense of security. And then it got crazy. And then people brought out sledgehammers and bats.
Right. Exactly. So, that was it. I mean.
So.
It just got foolish. Like, I don't know. I guess I wasn't really too intrigued by it all. I was just kind of like, really? This sucks. I don't know. It just sucks. It was awful. Like, I think after the opening segment, it started to just kind of go downhill from there. Like, it really just kind of just snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Personal opinion, I just was like, really? This just, it made no sense to me, Keith. I didn't understand it. I really didn't understand it.
No. A lot can be said for that about Monday.
Yeah. I don't know. I just really just, because the match setups were just awful, and then, like, stuff didn't make sense. And then you had Snoop on there. I was like, come on, man. Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, the Snoop Mania moment was okay. I felt bad for Curtis Axel because he just did a job to Snoop Dogg.
Right.
You'll never recover your wrestler career after that.
He really won't.
Axelmania has potential, but things that have potential end up in the fire. So, you know, things happen with that. So, Keish?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just didn't really... I was okay with the Axelmania moment, but at the same time, how the hell did they get Snoop to be on the show? Like, what kind of agreements were you making in the background to be on Raw? Like, I just want to know. First it was Wiz Khalifa, and then it was Snoop. I said, okay.
Okay, everybody wants the exposure. If you saw Wiz Khalifa, Snoop said, I got to get a hold of that crowd.
It was crazy. Like, I just didn't understand it. I was just kind of like, really, though? I don't know. It was so ridiculous. I was just like, this is so ridiculous.
Well, one thing we learned on Raw, the final member of the Hall of Fame has been selected. It's going to be Kevin Nash.
Are they putting him in as Kevin Nash?
I think he's going in as Kevin Nash.
So he's going in as Kevin Nash and not Diesel.
Yeah, where Scott Hall went in as Razor.
Yeah, that's the thing that I didn't understand. As how is it that Scott Hall gets to go in as Razor? But Kevin Nash goes in as Kevin Nash and not Diesel. I'm really not.
Right.
I guess I just don't understand. I really have tried to make sense of this situation. Because that's a question that has been asked ever since it was even put out there that he was being inducted. Because I read this on like about a day or... I think it was a little bit before Raw actually happened. Then I actually read this, and then, of course, it actually was announced, and it was true. And I said, okay, so is he going... And then the question that I've seen on my Facebook and by Facebook friends and all that kind of stuff is who is he going in as? Are they inducting him as Kevin Nash, or are they inducting him as Diesel? Personally, I feel like they should have inducted him as Diesel since they inducted Scott Hall as Razor Ramon, but, you know, I guess that was their own personal opinion. That's what they wanted to do. It's just...
Well, I don't know if it was the WWE sense of how they want to do it, or if it was the individual guy's idea how they want to do it, or how they want it to be presented. Because Scott, maybe it could have went as Scott Hall, but maybe Scott didn't want to be Scott Hall going into the Hall of Fame because Razor Ramon represents a happier time in his life and his existence that he can retreat to. You know what I mean? Kevin Nash may not have a similar issue like that, so he's fine with just using Kevin Nash. But Diesel has been mentioned. Like, when they do the photo op, he's in full Diesel gear. He's dressed as Diesel. So, it's very evident that's where they feel like the cause is. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know. I had to get some kind of understanding of why this was the case. So.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, I agree with it. Personally, I think he's well-deserving of the spot. And I actually am happy to see him being inducted. But I just...
Yeah, I mean, by most criteria,
what
Tafani
is going to induct him as. Exactly.
He has all the belts, all the organizations.
Right.
I would give it to him.
I don't know. I mean, it's greatness, though. I was excited. I mean, I know there's some people out there that might not be too happy about it, but for the most part, as I have seen, there are a lot of people that are behind that decision. So,
right.
I mean, everybody's excited about it. I mean, come on, man, it's Kevin Nash. It's funny because I have read personal opinions from people that think that he was overrated in his career. Personally, I feel like he was underrated and he should deserve more. But it's
a matter of perception. You gotta understand. The internet is full of people who are anti for no reason, and they hate everything that has ever happened in the history of the world because they hate everything.
Right.
So, you can't necessarily reason with that. But if you like what you see, I say go for it.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. So, I don't know what else to do with it. How did you feel about the tug of war, Keish?
Keith, why do you ask me these questions? I mean, seriously.
I mean, I just gotta get somebody else's opinion, because, I mean, I could talk all day, but I could definitely, people may not like me after that.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is you got to express your true feelings, okay? That's what you got to do.
I express myself.
Because
but
I
figured
out
I asked.
It's respected, Keith. It's respected, okay? Everybody loves to hear Keith's side of what's going on. That's the whole one of the reasons why we do this show, because you get to express everything that you feel about this situation. Hey, I'm all behind you. Even if I disagree, I'm still right here. So, you know, it is what it is. But
no, I totally get it. But, Raw was very underwhelming for me. Very underwhelming.
Right.
Like, I was just like, ooh, we waited all night for this.
Yeah. Okay. This is my thing. All right. Since we're going to ask what my opinion is of the whole tug-of-war situation. It was stupid. That's my whole thing. That's my opinion of the situation. If you're not, I'm going to give it as I see it. It was the most ridiculous situation ever. I really just didn't understand why we even made this happen. Personally, 3 hours of Raw should not have resulted in this being the ending. That was just awful. It was awful. It made no sense, and it was just stupid. I don't know who wrote this into the show, but it personally should have never happened. And for two muscle-bound, ridiculously huge men to be acting like 5-year-olds is ridiculous. Like, I just was thrown by the entire thing. I was done. I was done, Keith. Like, I really just was like, okay, I'm glad this is... I'm so glad this is ending, because this is stupid. I just couldn't. Why spend weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of these men going back and forth with each other and trying to make this match even believably wanting to happen when all you do is something like this? This is the Raw before WrestleMania. This is the Raw before the biggest wrestling event of the entire year. And this is what you do? I mean, it was bad enough that the rest of Raw was not even that good in the first place. But then you add to it by ending it in this kind of ridiculous situation. Personally, I was done after that. I was floored.
Right.
I really thought it was just awful. So, people can disagree with it all they want to. That's fine. It's all personal opinion. But, at the same time, that is my personal opinion. It was ridiculous. And whoever thought of that should be fired. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
That's just, nah. It was awful.
I won't go as far as it. I just didn't see the effect of it, right?
Right.
I think with this, since Raw was so short and we really didn't have anything to talk about, let's just go into the news, right?
Right.
We gotta go to birthdays too. So excuse me as I touch this guy. We'll do birthdays news, and then after the break we'll come back and it'll be all WrestleMania. And birthdays. I don't know why this site ain't saved no more for me, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
So, it's March. It's the end of the month. Let's go down to the end of the month stats. Wow, a lot of criminals born in March. No, I'm just messing around. I just lost it. And, okay. Yes. All right, now here we go. Start from the 27th, which is tomorrow. Charlie Haas celebrates a birthday. SoCal Val celebrates a birthday. And that's all on the 27th, and that's Saturday. The 28th brings us Umaga, Mr. Perfect, the Warlord, Akeem the African Dream are all based on March 28th.
Really now?
So somebody was getting hustled in a room. And I bet some sweet jackets came out of it. But there's some people who got hustled in a room. Don't let the teacher spy on your TV. Somebody got hustled.
Hey,
so,
that's what happened.
Right. And I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Right.
So let's get to the news. Here's the biggest news of the week. This is what it's all about. Brock Lesnar. Tuesday. Mind you, this is all a stroke of genius. Because I think they probably had this deal done last week. But why not be that? That's the first kickoff of WrestleMania week, right?
Right.
Brock's resets a multi-year deal. And this is very key. A multi-year deal with the WWE.
Multi-year.
So he's not going anywhere. I think it changes the whole prediction game of WrestleMania.
Man, it's huge. It's huge because nobody even thought he was even going to sign another deal. But now that he has, it's a whole nother different situation. Because it's not even like, oh, I signed it for a year, I'm going to be here for this year and maybe next year. No, like this is a multi-year deal, which means that for the next few years, he's going to be in this situation. It's crazy. He's going to be in this company for the next year.
Well, he won't be in this situation. I mean, that was the thing. Like I said, I think the timing was impeccable. You start off Tuesday. Everybody's talking about WrestleMania. The guy who can get you mainstream news coverage made this announcement on ESPN. He didn't make it like on some backwood channel. You know what I mean? Not even during the footy show. So, the multi-year deal, I think it's going to take us time before we get our pure white meat babyface champion. So, it should be known. But, that's a few things we'll all get figured out. But, yeah, this is a monster. Because all possibilities are now open and on the table, knowing that your champ is back. And he might keep the belt now.
Right.
So, you know, that happened this week in the news, and other than that, not a lot, man. Like not stuff that I really want to concern myself with, but Oh, I mean, I'll give y'all an update on last week's story with Aguero Jr. and what happened during the match. Because I think a lot of people blame Ray, and they may not realize that Ray's foot didn't even make screen contact.
Right.
So, you know.
It's crazy the kind of attention he's getting from this. Right. Oh, it's awful.
I mean, if you're a part of success, I mean, I get it. It happens.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. I know some people like to mess with people too, so you know that's also part of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Is this true? Wait a minute.
What's true?
Oh my god! So is the Andre the Giant Battle Royal going to be in the kickoff show and not in the actual event?
Yes, they have moved the Andre Memorial Battle Royal to the kickoff show along with the tag team Fatal 4-Way.
That is ridiculous! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, especially considering you got enough content to fill the hours.
Right.
Why are you trying to make more to fill the hours?
That's just stupid. That's just stupid. I mean, it's bad enough that you're putting the tag team title match in the pre-show, which it should be a part of the main show, considering that these are the tag team titles. But now you're adding the Andre the Giant Battle Royal to the pre-show as well? That's just ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
Well,
making these decisions.
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's to stretch out time during the actual show. I don't know if they're expecting run-ins for people during the exact show. But it's something here.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. I personally am just like in complete awe. I don't know. I guess I'm just not supporting that idea. I really have spoken against the tag team title match being in the pre-show in the first place, but now you're adding another one to it as opposed to replacing it or just
I think they think they'll purport the two champs up kind of like it was when they had the brand extension. Different people will probably try to work with other guys more. And hold your fight. So.
Right. I mean, I guess, you know. The pre-show. Always downgraded. The pre-show always features matches that I could leave. You know, I think that's the craziest part about the pre-show. Most of the time it features matches that I think should be part of the main show. But, you know, it's whatever. It's whatever. I guess it's just something you just have to deal with.
Yeah. So, that's about it. I mean, it wasn't a heavy news week, right?
Right.
So
it really wasn't. Some
filler. TNA is going to put out their Best of Sting DVD.
Yeah, I saw that. And, of course, everybody's like, oh, they capitalized off Sting's popularity. Why wouldn't you? It would be stupid of you not to do that.
Well, when CM Punk was on fire, they did the same thing.
Right.
They released DVDs when it's time in, down in TNA.
No,
you get your money. If they move to a company that's going to promote and market them a little different, hey, get your money.
Right.
You got your franchise tag on it. I think a lot of people are scared of that, but you know.
Yeah, they are. But if you know, you got to, sometimes you just got to put it out there.
That federal law warning.
Put yourself out there. You know. It has to happen eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is what it is, but I mean, hey.
Right.
That's life. Shit. I personally just don't. I'm with it. I think it's a good business strategy. Why not play off of somebody's popularity at the time that they are the most popular? Because to me, that's just a waste. If I know that everybody is gunning for this person, or this person is looking good to everybody right now, hell, with Sting, it's like, hey, We right. haven't seen Sting in I don't know how long.
Right,
so,
right.
Of course, everybody's like, yes, Sting, yes, Lord, yes. So why not sit here and make this happen? Why not put out this DVD that you, everybody is going to buy? Come on, man. The best of Sting. Anybody wants to see the best of Sting, regardless of where it's at.
I mean, but he has some really good matches in TNA. I'm just saying, I don't blame them for trying to put out their best of DVD, because if not, why not, right? So we did it a little different today. We ran it together. We ran the birthdays and the news right along with the monitor. But what we're going to do on the back end is all WrestleMania. So like I said, this is our favorite show of the year. It's the most downloaded show every year. So let's get it. We'll be back in a sec.
Bye. Beach, Sarasota, Florida. Come on in. You're going to be defending against the Dragon, Ricky Steamboat. What's the cup for?
WrestleMania 3, Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah, 90,000 plus people watching right there. And this is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time, because he'll never get closer than now. I am the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion, and I will remain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. And George the Animal Steel on the outside will be no factor, yeah.
You say no factor. Obviously, he is a factor, or you wouldn't even brought it up.
Oh, wow. Mr. Sarcasm, yeah. I don't care if you've got 23 wrestlers around the outside, and it doesn't even matter, no, because I am ready, and I will not let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Cup of coffee, man, yeah. Man. Wow, man.
All right, fam, we are back. It is WrestleMania.
Oh, man.
Biggest show of the year. It's what we came here for. Like, the whole first part of the show really was just like, we got to get caught up. You know what I mean? That's why we didn't talk Lucha Underground. We didn't talk TNA. We didn't talk ROH. We didn't talk NXT. Even though NXT will get mentioned in the show.
Yeah.
All of it will be a part of WrestleMania this week.
It will.
Can't wait. Go get a heavy dose of it. WrestleMania weekend, I don't do much Saturday, so I usually watch TV and get caught up on stuff. That's my, I don't care what hospital you work at, you better not call me today.
I wish somebody would
expect to live on an operating table. You call me on my Sunday. No, I'm sorry. I'm just being silly. I'm being very silly. But yeah. So, you know, not to get too deep, too twisted with that. But, yeah, big event. There's only one like it. That's the one that started it all. Unless you count Starrcade, you're a WCW person. This is the one that started it all, right?
Right.
So, this year, just a little different. I think this year, basically what we're trying to do is establish the new blood, the new breed, the new guys on the block. This year's, I mean, I think last year was part of a transitional period. I think that was one of the reasons why Undertaker had to lose last year. But I think this year is really about, hey, Roman Reigns is in the main event.
Right.
Seth Rollins is going to run semi-main event on this card. Dean Ambrose is going, Dolph Ziggler are going to get a huge spotlight on this card. This is the thing every internet troll and nerd was dreaming about. 31 is the start stake in the future.
Right.
They got to figure out ways to get that stock price up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, it's wealthy, but it really ain't that wealthy until somebody can sell it. So it got to be worth the money. But here we go. It's a big one. While we on WrestleMania, Keish, I always ask you this every year. Some of your favorite WrestleMania moments.
Okay, so if anybody knows me, they know my favorite WrestleMania period is WrestleMania 17. Some of my favorite WrestleMania moments actually, one of my favorite WrestleMania matches is actually Undertaker and Ric Flair. That was one of my favorite WrestleMania matches. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was greatness. Another one of my favorite WrestleMania moments was actually Chris Jericho and William Regal at WrestleMania 17 for the Intercontinental title. That was a great match in itself. One of my favorite WrestleMania moments was for the Hardcore Championship when the championship changed hands 11 times. It was ridiculous. I don't know if anybody remembers the Hardcore title, but I do. And I know for a fact that it was just, that was one of the most hilarious and ridiculous matches I've ever seen in my life. But it was one of my favorite moments. Another one, of course, is Kane. Every time Kane Tombstone Pete Rose, I just thought it was funny. Like, most people didn't think that was funny. I thought it was funny. It was just weird, almost. Like, it was like, what is the point of this? But at the same time, it just made for good TV. Let's see. I can go on and on and on with this. I mean, really.
So, I'm going to give you some of mine. Okay. This will show my age a little bit. I think WrestleMania 17 to me is the greatest card they've ever put together for WrestleMania. And I think it's the most solid and cohesive WrestleMania, like beginning to end. Because generally WrestleMania cards can be clunky and hard to watch.
True.
But I thought those two did a good job. Big ups to Shawn Michaels, one of my favorite performers. Big ups to Randy Savage. Like, when they say Mr. WrestleMania, the original Mr. WrestleMania is Randy Savage.
I can agree with that, actually.
I think Hogan is a very good first 8-9 WrestleManias as a main event. Like, he's a very good attraction, but I thought Savage held it down wrestling. For real.
All right.
So, you know what I mean? We got a lot. I think Savage, the WrestleMania 4, I think is one of the greatest performances by a single dude in a WrestleMania. Like, that tournament, he only do who wrestled 4 matches. Definitely big on doing what you gotta do, right?
Right.
So, yeah, WrestleMania 4, I think, goes in my highlight reel. I'm going to tell you what I've watched a lot lately, thanks to the WWE Network, is WrestleMania 10. A lot better than I remember it. That's the Bret versus Owen in the early part of the evening, then he take over Yokozuna later in the evening.
Yeah.
He loses to Owen, but beats Yokozuna.
Which was crazy, but fun to watch. It was crazy in itself, but it was fun to watch. Very interesting.
Really? Yeah?
So I definitely can agree on that one.
You can't agree on that one. Alright, no doubt. But, yeah, favorite moments. Nothing tops them coming to the Pontiac Silverdome in 1987.
I love that.
That's hometown. Like, I'm sorry, the city of Pontiac didn't get much, but at least we can say we held WrestleMania down one year, right?
Yeah, true. This is true.
So that happened. Like I said, I love the spectacle. I love the pageantry. Interesting. Nothing tops the Undertaker. If you want to see a really bomber, WrestleMania 21, Undertaker entrance where he glide down. I guess they have some kind of ramp with smoke.
That is.
But he's just floating.
That is my favorite ring entrance, period. I don't care what else you show me as a ring entrance. That is my favorite ring entrance. I have watched that match over and over and over again, just to see him come down to the ring. Like, I literally have at times watched that entrance and turned it off. Like, okay, I'm done with this match. It's a great match. Don't get me wrong. If you haven't seen it, people, you should see it. It's a great match. But that ring entrance, it was classic. There was nothing to me that could top that ring entrance. Period.
Right.
Like, it's my favorite. It is my down. I want to come into a room like that one day just because it's just that good. Like, I really just want to make that, recreate that. I want to make that happen. Who doesn't? I mean, seriously, who could watch that and be like, I want to do that? Like, there's no way in the world that anybody can watch that ring entrance and be like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I would never want to do that. Stop it.
Right.
Sorry, I digress. But it was greatness. It was just that great.
So, I mean, it's like I said, it's the greatest pageantry in all of the, you know, this lexicon of not professional sports, but let's go with sports entertainment. Right?
Right.
Like, they haven't found an event that would be able to top it. And, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I think it's synonymous with the Super Bowl, the Final Four, anything like that. Because you don't name those things. And you, if I say WrestleMania, even if you don't watch wrestling, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
I think it's permeated to the pop culture, you know what I mean, dialogue of this country. So, this event, like I said, it's about the future. This is getting established. It's moving forward. WrestleMania 31, Keisha. Let's get to the card.
To the card. Oh, man. Oh, man. Woo. Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Fatal 4-Way. Tyson Kidd, Cesaro are the champs. They're going to face the Los Matadors, the New Day, and the Usos. Who walks away with the belts and why?
I actually think Tyson and Cesaro will retain. I believe that their title reign will go a little longer. I think they'll be stronger as a tag team, and I feel like this is just going to continue to be their time. So I give it to Tyson and Cesaro. To me, I just see them coming out on top. And uh-huh. Personally, in this match, I personally just see them coming out on top.
They made Los Matadors heels just because they ran out of heels and didn't know what to do.
It was awful. It was awful.
Like, they just basically made the little bull.
That was just
somebody.
Awful. That
and
was awful.
Next thing you know, they run it as heels. Okay. I say Tyson and Kidd retain their belts for two reasons. One, they don't have nothing better. Two, individually, these guys are both good. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think here, and if you keep them busy in this tag team and you put them on top of it, neither one of them will be talking to you about singles stuff. It may not be using up, you know, wealthy space, you know.
Right.
Dealing with it as such, right? So, that, you know, we'll go past that. And, but yeah, Tyson Cesaro, definite go. The way I got it listed was out of order, but I don't know the order per se, because I don't know how it's going to play out.
No one knows the order. Because what we think might be the order, it normally isn't.
Right.
So
I'm going to go in with, it's the Andre Memorial Battle Royal.
Right.
I think it's too much of a cluster to pick a winner. But
you can't really do that. Personally, it's just too many people.
I don't know who they're gonna screw up this year.
Right.
Because that's what it is. Like, they got us a pre-show show, but I can see them screwing somebody up this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody keep doing something else and just not letting it go. Like, I think that's the thing. Like, gotta get to a point where you're like, you know what? I can let that go. Right?
Right.
But I don't have an up-and-comer like this year, like a Cesaro. to come across and snatch the belt, right?
Right.
I don't know who would have thought it was a good idea to stalk or whatever, you know what I mean? So
I don't know.
Right. So with that being said, we can move on.
Yeah.
The Bella Twins versus AJ Lee and Paige.
Personally, I don't know how I feel about this Divas tag team match. I guess because the Divas title is on the hands of Nikki Bella, so I really don't know how I really am. I'm kind of like biased towards this match personally. I don't think that it should even be happening, but nonetheless, I'm glad that they included the Divas in WrestleMania somehow, and I think AJ and Paige will win this match. So yeah, there you go. The whole Finneys thing will work out for them, even if they beat each other up after the fact. That's personal opinion. That's all I got.
Right.
So. Go AJ and Paige. Just saying.
Right. No, I guess it's not being utilized. So, I'm going to go with AJ and Paige. Because I think it's time for the baby faces to come up. Like they had their meltdown Monday where they went at each other.
Yeah.
So I think not every story at WrestleMania is going to make you feel good. So I think this is one of the ones that's slapped in there during the course of the day, during time to maybe get your spirits a little better.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? I definitely see that. So, why not Nikki and Brie, I mean.
Right.
So, I think Santa go take over or something. But I totally digress. No, I think it's Paige and AJ. I think we're gonna have a baby face moment there.
Yeah, pretty much. It will definitely be their time to shine.
Right.
So
yeah, that happened. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, honey. How can you pick a winner for this match? Like, how can you really sit there and tell yourself that one of these people is going to win this and it'd be fair and square? Like, how can you really push that, you know? Personally, I think Randy is going to beat Seth. I really think that this is what's going to happen. I think Randy is going to beat Seth regardless of if J&J Security gets involved or not. I think it might be some shenanigans involved, but I think he'll still come out on top.
Okay.
I think this is Randy Orton only. Personally, that's just me. Yeah.
No, I agree. I think this is Randy's big payback, right?
Right.
I think Randy has to get something out of this. So Randy wins, his stock elevates. Right?
Right.
Now, Seth keeps the money in the bank. He's fine. We've seen Money in the Bank holders lose prior to cashing in. So, you know.
Yeah. This is true.
Something went wrong.
Yeah. It's funny because Seth has so much confidence, which is something that I admire, but it's like, he ain't winning this.
Right.
So,
like, you know, you showing people that?
Exactly.
Okay. So, let's see. We've covered AJ Lee, we've covered Rollins, we've covered the tag teams, we've covered the Battle Royal in the first one. Rusev. Does Rusev walk away clean without his first loss?
No.
No.
Personally, it's Cena that walks away with the title and the United States respect, and Rusev that gets his first loss. I'm just saying. This is just personal opinion. It's John Cena that walks away with the belt, and the respect of all the fans, and Rusev suffering his first loss ever. I think it's time. I think it is time. Not necessarily for John Cena to be U.S. champion. No one ever thinks it's time for that. But for Rusev to suffer his first loss, I think it's time. Now, right. Whether people agree, I don't know. I don't care. But I think it's time. I really think it's time.
Really?
People just have to see.
Really?
Hey, Cena.
Yeah.
All the way. Go Cena.
I think this one, I thought Cena was going to win at the last one. So for this, at WrestleMania, I definitely like Cena to win this round. I think this is his foray into the mid-card. This is him making that step. Also, don't be surprised if him and Daniel hold belts as Brock comes in and out.
Right.
So, they'll hold these other ancillary belts and give them some prestige, and people will challenge them for it.
So. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch. Oh, man.
Right.
Woo! Honey. Rusev. No, not Rusev. Never Rusev. Personally, I don't
know. Yeah, I just said.
Not this match. I mean, I know he's going to win some of these other ones, but this one, not happening.
No, like I said, I think this is Cena's introduction to the mid card.
Right.
And he has to do well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go one. I think I've covered everything on that top half. Sting versus Triple H.
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
This is, I don't know. I don't really know how to assess that, to tell the truth. That's why I had to pause. The pause happened because I just don't know how to assess it. I can't really put my hand on it because we're talking about two very great wrestlers here.
Right, right.
I don't know how to even compare. I really just can't sit here and be like, he's going to win. I really, you don't know, Keith. You just don't know.
Okay, this is how I'm going to lay it out. Triple H is 8-10 in his WrestleMania appearances, so he's under 500. Sting has never been there, so that doesn't really matter.
Right.
I think for booking purposes in my story, I need Sting to win. I think Triple H is the right guy because Triple H doesn't have an urger need to win. And any time we bring him back, he's trying to be in the mix anyway. Right? But for the meantime... Okay. So,
nope.
I'm just...
Yeah. You think about Sting's career, you think about Triple H's career. You think about what they've both contributed to wrestling. You think about WrestleMania as a whole. The event itself, the prestige and everything that comes with it. You think about the fact that these two men who have contributed so much, have done so much, have just pretty much been so much to the respective companies that they have wrestled for and everything they've done for it. You just don't know how to compare the two. Because to me, they're both greatness. And for Sting to be at the age that he is and still can hold his own, it's incredible. It's incredible
right.
to see that he's not only able to wrestle, but he doesn't look a bit out of place. And for him to go up against Triple H, even though Triple H has been wrestled in a long time, you know, at the same time, it hasn't been too long. And I'm pretty sure that once he gets back in that ring, it's going to feel like is he starting all over again, but not really. He'll pick up where he left off and he'll continue, but it's against Sting. Sting.
Yeah.
A face no one ever thought they would see, even hear of being in WWE.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was a final holdout. Like, I honestly thought that he would never make that move over.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, back to the breakdown. I think Sting wins. I think for story purposes, he has to win. He has to be the man, right?
Yep.
For that night. And that leads us to our next match, Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
Ooh, honey. Ooh. Keith, I don't even know how to describe my feelings towards this match. Come on, man. Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker? Who would have thought that this would ever even think of happening?
I think with this match, it was more of... it's something that should have happened last year, maybe. I think they're trying to match up the gimmicks.
Yeah.
And maybe influence up the more dark side oriented.
No, but I have heard that there is a company that has been hired by the WWE in order to work on both the in-ring entrances of The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt. Man.
I mean, yeah, because you need a special crew to handle both of those.
Right.
Like, there's no way. Because it's going to be crazy, right?
Right. Oh, it's going to be insane. It's going to be insane. Whew, honey. Oh, you mean... I don't even know how to describe it. It's crazy.
Right. So, that's going down. It's going to happen. I think, all in all, I still, you know, not holding out anything. I'm going to go Undertaker. Undertaker has to go home with that belt because, not the belt, but that's the setup for next year, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, Undertaker has to win because there is no other way to set up for next year if he doesn't.
Right.
Like, it has to flow with each other. So, Undertaker definitely. I'm behind Undertaker. Period.
Yeah, so him and Sting will be victorious.
Right. It's going to happen.
Okay. So, there's that. The 7-way ladder match for the IC title.
The match of the night.
Easily match of the night. I'll call that with you. This will be match of the night, right?
Right.
All the best mid-card, former main event performers you can collect.
All in the ring at the same time, all fighting each other for this one title, the prestigious Intercontinental title. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's the match of the night. Like, I personally am a little biased with this. I have a winner for this match, and it's Dean Ambrose. I feel like right now is the Lunatic Fringe's way of getting a singles title. This is it. He will win this. He will take over everything. He will win this match. I personally am excited about seeing this match just because of that reason. You know, now, if it doesn't happen out that way, then of course, I will be disappointed. But at the same time, Dean Ambrose, I have picked a winner for this match, and it's him. That's my winner. I personally commend him on even throwing himself into this mix, but the fact that he's in the middle of all of this, I just really think he'll prevail. He will prevail.
Yeah.
This is going to be greatness. So, we'll have to see. Definitely have to see.
Yeah? Okay. Here's where I look at it. I think the favorite for me is Daniel Bryan. I think this is Daniel's to lose, personally.
Yeah.
I think the feuds would be better with Bryan. I think they know Bryan is special, and this could be a way for them to experiment with Bryan not being necessarily in the main event until they're ready, but still keeping him relevant and hot with the fans.
Right.
Because he's still beating the odds. Just got, you know, I'll say this too, he had the worst string of luck I've ever seen.
Yeah. But not this time around. I mean, this is the biggest wrestler event of them all, but it ain't Bryan's time.
Okay.
Not now. Not right now. That's just me talking. I mean, granted, he'll have his moment again. Don't get me wrong. He will have his moment again. He will be back in the main event like he should, and he will be in the place that he should be, but this won't be it. Not at all. I hate it, you know, because I love Daniel. And I do. I hate it. It's so hard to say, you know? It is. It's so hard to say because you don't even want those words to be formulated and have to come out your mouth. But unfortunately, that's the case in this type of situation.
Right.
If he doesn't, someone else will. And personally, right. I just think someone else will. It's awful. But there's always next year.
So, yeah.
There's always next year. A year makes a big difference. We all think.
Yeah.
A year makes a big difference.
Other teams will get better in that year.
True. This is definitely true. But he'll be in its place next year. It all will be right with the world, as some may say. All will be right in the world.
Really?
But then we discuss the main event. And that in itself just takes precedence over everything. Ah, the main event. Shall we go into it, Keith?
Okay. Me up to the rolling. Oh, no, sorry. Okay. But yeah, like I said, it's Daniel Bryan's to lose in the IC title match. I think Ambrose is a close second, Ziggler's a third, and that's what it is. Now it's the big money, Keish. World title match. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. It used to be a clear answer, and now it's not.
It's not. It's been so much that has happened circulating this match. There is no clear answer. So much. There has been the Paul Heyman speeches. There has been the interruptions. There has been the fighting confidence of Roman Reigns. There has been the doubt coming from other wrestlers and the support for Roman Reigns from other wrestlers. There has been just so much going into this match, but at times it has not been enough. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just been to a point where you have to wonder who's going to take this. You really just don't see. I don't know who to put my finger on as to who's going to come out as champion. Because it's not only the possibilities of one of them, but then we forget about the Money in the Bank winner. Throw them into this, you have three different scenarios. It's crazy because Brock can kill, just destroy wrestlers in the ring. Roman has that confidence that makes you think, yeah, he can do it. But will he do it? It's so questionable. Especially now that Brock has re-signed this contract. because, of course, what was predicted by some in the beginning was, oh, Roman picked the title because Brock's leaving at the WrestleMania. That's no longer the case. He's not. So, does he automatically win the title? No. Roman could still be champion, regardless of if Brock was here or not. But is that the case? Because to me, Brock can destroy Roman. But is that what is going to happen? This match has so much around it that I can't even call it. I can't pick a clear-cut winner for this because the winner could no longer be the winner within a few seconds. Like, Rock could win and then Seth comes in, does a curb stomp, and bam, he's champion. Roman could win, and it could be the same exact scenario. Or Roman just could win clean and be done with it and be champion. Or Brock could just retain, walk out that ring with his head held high as he always has, and be finished with this entire situation. I have no winner for this. Because I don't know who to sit here and say, that's going to be the champion. That is who is going to win. I can't. I want to so bad. But I don't know even who to pick. I don't even know how to call it. Because there's intensity to this match that nobody even sees. And at the same time, some people are not even interested in seeing it.
They've pretty much done a few things right on the build to this match. I'm going to say the one thing they did right, there's no major physical interaction between the two. I mean, Monday night's tug of war probably was the most you got out of it, right? So, I'm going to say this was probably the best you could do with getting that together, right? I'm more concerned with what's going on outside also.
Right.
Seth Rollins got a briefcase. If you'd have asked me this 5 months ago, like I said, I would have had a definite answer for you. Nah, I don't. Feel me. The best answer I can give you. I think Brock retains. I think after him signing, and the timing of him signing is very peculiar, and I think he stays.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's all I got in the melting pot. But yeah, I think Brock retains. Here's the thing, though. I don't think he just destroys Roman either.
No.
I think Roman, they leave a little bit of enough doubt so Roman can come back at some point. But I think now, instead of looking for somebody to carry the company, they're going to be happy with the people that they have. So, I'm going to go with them. I mean, it is funny because it could be a heel turn tonight. There could be a cash-in. So much could happen, but I think we're going to keep it basic, and I think, you know, it'll go that route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah.
So,
there's just so much into this match, Keith. There's so much into this. Like,
right. No, like I said, I think Brock, the multi-year deal gives me full confidence Brock walks out with that belt.
Yeah, but he won't walk out with it with ease.
Well, it's never easy.
If he does, it won't be with ease. It won't be like the Cena Brock match at SummerSlam, you know? It won't be a repeat of that. I think a lot of people are expecting it to be because a lot of people just doubt Roman Reigns all the way around. Like, a lot of folks just don't think he can do it, period. I mean, like, they have zero confidence in him whatsoever. But he'll put up a fight. Roman, I think, will put up a fight. If Brock is to walk out with this title, it's not going to be with the ease that he thinks it is. He won't just completely destroy him in the ring. I just don't see that happening.
Okay.
so. But I can't. Personally, I can't call a winner. I can't. I have no clue what's going to happen with this, and I'm completely lost. You know what? I will just have to, that's one match I just have to watch. That's right. Something I just have to see. Because I just have to know, like, after watching it, like, yes, this person won, like, yes, this person didn't. Like, it just has to be that way.
I won't be shocked by any outcome. That's the best way I can tell you. I won't be shocked by any outcome.
You can't be. Especially if you're like me and you just don't have one to predict. Like, if you just don't see it going anyway, except every way. Like, yeah. There's nothing that can happen that could shock you. To me, there's nothing that they can do that's going to shock me. Period. I don't care how you spin this.
Right. But, yeah, like I said, I think Brock walks away with the title. Keisha, any parting shots? Anything you need to get off your chest?
I always wanted to give a shout out to the fans because I want them to know that we love them and appreciate them. You know, everybody that listens to the show, just know your greatness. And we definitely am glad that you continue to be a part of the show with us. We do this so that not only can y'all listen to it, but we do this because it's hilariously fun. It is. Like, we love this stuff. We love this stuff, and we're glad you love this stuff.
Right.
So, that's all. Hey, Keith, I'll give a shout-out to you. I give a shout-out to you because you are the glue behind this entire operation. And I love you for it. I love you for putting together the notes and setting everything up and actually making me a co-host because I love doing this with you every week. This is greatness. I look forward to these moments. So I'll give a shout out to you. You are definitely appreciated and loved for all of this.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody noticed me.
Of course.
But yo, see us next week. We'll probably come back earlier next week, like Wednesday.
We will have your results, people. We will have your results.
And we'll find out what happened in the biggest event of the year.
Bye, everybody. Talk to y'all next week.